about 3 or 4 years ago, I went to a songwriter's retreat up in Michigan. And the claim to fame in this particular retreat is that everyone who attends this weekend will write a song in 48 hours. Well, let me tell you something. I'm a songwriter, but I don't write songs quickly. I never have. Elephants have babies faster than I write songs. And so I went with a certain amount of trepidation because I just didn't think I could do it. But I thought I would give it a try because you were. So we got there, and the guy gave us our song assignment. His trick was to have you write about things that you were familiar with. So there were about 55 or 60 of us there, and so we were supposed to write a love song that was set in our hometown because by writing about your hometown, he thought that would give a level of comfort to everybody. And I looked around the room, and there was a big level of comfort from everybody but me. And I'll tell you why. See, I grew up in a little town in New Mexico, Portales, New Mexico. Portales is about it's right on the Texas border. It's about 100 miles from Amarillo, Texas. And we grow peanuts there. Portales, New Mexico, the peanut basin of the nation. Except when I was a kid, there was a visiting professor who came over from Dallas, and in his inimitable wisdom, nicknamed us Goober Gulch. And it was one of those names that stuck all the way through junior high, high school, or college. If we were playing Hobbs or Artesia or Roswell in basketball, you would go there and they would say, "Where are you from?" And you'd say, "Portales." And then, "Goober Gulch, Goober Gulch, Goober." And then everybody would start, so you would spend the rest of the day with everybody shouting Goober Gulch at you. So I'm going to write a love song about Goober Gulch. And then he gave us the rest of the premise. He said, you're in your hometown, and you go into a convenience store, you're buying beer, and while you're there, when you're in the cheese aisle, you run into someone that you haven't seen since you were in high school, and you go up to pay the bill, and your charge card is turned down. And then he left. I've got nothing. I mean, and so I went to some of the other people there, and I said, "Please, please help me out." I said, "This doesn't give me any ideas." And there was one lady in the middle. She said, "I never pay any attention to what he gives us as song assignments. Every song I write is about Saint Francis of Assisi." Really? There was another guy, Blizzard guy, stood up in the back, said, "Oh, hell, this is easy." Said, "If you get stuck, just write about America's favorite football team, the Dallas Cowboys." Let me tell you something. I hate the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, I really hate the Dallas Cowboys. Somebody else said, no, you make it a wedding song because the wedding songs are always the best. Now, someone else said, no, the best songs are Christmas songs. So you can see what I'm up against here. So I went back to my room to write this song, and I didn't know what else to do but just to try to put everything in.